that would be really good. I'm just going to read off the list of things that we've talked about, and maybe if you want to raise your hand if you're interested in pursuing further conversations on these things, and just kind of look around and see if you want to work with anyone. An annotation tool for dance. Is anyone interested in developing an annotation tool for dance? Okay. Yeah. Well, tell me, I'll read through them and then you can, well, I'll read through them once and we'll go back to, and yeah, I'll read them quickly, read through them again and you can form your groups. Right. So, annotation tool, reaching older dancers, pattern recognition, Lisa's thing with pattern recognition and looking at the kind of moments in a dancer's dance. Right. I can be more articulate when I've had more coffee. Looking at a dancer over time, the kind of 10-year or 10,000-hour study, putting Lobin Rider on an iPad or maybe making an open-source version of a Lobin Rider, choreographer's journals online, reliability studies for movement analysis. Is that a fair way of describing what you said? And kind of the qualitative aspects of performance. I wrote down computer vision. I don't think we actually said that, but using computer vision to analyze motion. So going back to the beginning, annotation tool.
Let me just say one thing. I think the observer reliability site could be embedded in some of these others.
Right.
It doesn't have to be on.
Although I do think that would be a really great level one startup as well.
Okay.
So white papers often are the deliverable in the level one startup, and that seems perfect for that. So is anyone interested in meeting with people about an annotation tool for dance? How about reaching older dancers? Okay. The 10-year, 10,000-year study of dancers' life. Right, 10,000 hour, right. Putting Lobin Rider on the iPad or open source versions of Lobin Rider.
Yeah.
Choreographers' journals online. Reliability.
Just choose one. I mean, it's
For all of us to do them? Is that what you said?
It's hard just choosing.
It's hard to choose one. And you might want to circulate around groups, but yeah. So reliability studies for movement analysis. Okay. And then there's that qualitative aspects of performance. But I don't know what I meant when I wrote that down. But.
I was talking about being involved in both avatar and fitness.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, so a kind of training program for dancers.
I actually think those two would lead in, like the reliability study before that would be a nice trajectory.
Yeah. I think that one might verge on too performance based for at least the NEH and the IMLS.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. There might be other opportunities, though.
Can I say one?
I
didn't speak up earlier.
But
I'm interested in an artist-driven kind of exploration of what archiving is going to look like or could look like, and like what's the whole point of view discussion of and different methods for leading people into artists' work. So,
and I think that would be something that Heritage Coalition, well, really all of its constituents would have relevance because, I mean, we're all repositories, you know, and the more that repositories are partnering with artists and working together, I mean, would you agree, Jan, that's all to the good because that's what we're ultimately trying to preserve.
Okay, let's take a break then. If you've, I guess the best way to do this, because I think people are interested in a lot of different things, is to maybe kind of stay in the general area and then just kind of look for people that seemed like they were talking about things that you were interested in talking about. Yeah.
I think that's what we did during the break.
It happened pretty spontaneously.
Right.
No, it's
okay.
Good.
Well, then let's continue and be back
tell
at
us
maybe
to report back.
Right. So, yeah. So let's report back at 3:30, and if you can talk, if you can appoint somebody from whatever group you're in to give kind of a brief summary of what you're thinking about, that would be fantastic.
Things that are already completed, but then the idea of how about
exploring options for archiving new work by having the archiving take place within the process of creating. And I'll let you kind of go from there, perhaps because you had like a lot of ideas about.
Right, and they're still kind of, I'm still in the like, oh,
yes,
brain shock place.
They haven't been accomplished yet?
Yeah, give me a minute, yeah. But I did want to also point out something that Dana was saying about that there, that the idea that these are, that there's a container rather than a way, that there's a container for lots of artist-driven archives, and that that maybe is the point, rather than each one having, I mean, they will all be different, so what is it that we're trying to create beyond, like, kind of not a method, but a way toward method. Impact. And that there's an important thing to remember that at the end that we're looking for this effect on audiences and on the field. So that is an just keeping that driver in mind is like what happens at the other end of it. And we just finish with the idea that, you know, audiences are when you're moved by a piece, you're moved almost by the memory of the piece that was at that one particular time, not by the recreation of a new piece. So that there is the imagined work, and so that there is what's the access to that's going to allow some kind of interactive imagined, not interactive imagined place, but that what's going to spark and allow that response to work and keeping that available, and then the other stuff. So.
So was there a particular project that kind of seemed to be emerging, or was it more just these are things we need to be thinking about as we...
Yeah, I think it was a little soon for a particular project.
Okay.
But
we
just that...
toss some ideas around about... I mean, we'd have to really work on what kinds of techniques or strategies to engage the audience in the creative process and then see... I was sort of coming... like to see something tested at the other end in terms of finding out who had actually watched the videos or not, or bought a ticket afterwards, or enrolled in BB's introductory modern dance class, or whatever it was, but kind of to see whether there was an impact. But I'm not sure exactly how that would go. Maybe I would feel like the others of you had some ideas.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. I think that it could be that what you both just described is the project, right? So the project is developing a set of research questions about this kind of artist-initiated, artist-centric, artist-driven archiving effort, and that in itself is a legitimate project pursuit, and it would include lots of other kinds of elements like impact, but it wouldn't privilege impact. It would also include some of the other things that we talked about.
So, Hannah and I were. Oh, yeah. Is there anything else?
No. I think just the basic concept of how do we get inside the process so that all the threads that are going into a collaboration, those threads become visible, and that is the archiving and the work and the research, and it gets parsed out and sorted in some way, but it's also coming together in this visible way as the threads come together and how we track that.
So Hannah and I talked a little bit about Lobenreiter and the future that it has, and I think maybe I'll let you articulate that if you don't mind, just so I don't say anything wrong about Lobenreiter.
Oh, sure. Well, we were just talking about possibilities for possibly making whatever the next step of the program is open sourced, and so that it is more accessible across platforms, Mac, PC, various handheld devices, and the portability of it that way. And then how through it being open source, various people could add to it and just continue to develop the program in that way. So I think very beginning conversations about possibilities of this, and then also getting permission and finding copyright and you know, going through all the appropriate channels and recognizing the lineage of Love and Writer while continuing to bring it to a broader community than perhaps is able to access it right now.
Right. I think that's one thing that really struck me about our conversation is that the importance of the genealogy of that project in kind of the dance community, that I think it would probably be easy to fund an open source Lobin Writer-like piece of software, where you write a grant proposal that says, look, there's only one piece of software in the world that does what the community needs, but it's closed source, so we need a new one that is open source. But I think it would be better if that could emerge out of Lobin Writer.
That's
and
true.
That, you know, that this is now the open source natural, you know, continuation of this already much used and understood piece of software. The group down at the end of the table was talking about stuff before annotation. So do you want to talk about the pre-annotation conversation? Or the annotation?
We started with a talk about the Choreometrics project and how if we were going to take that archival material of cross-cultural analysis that we'd really want to rework it with a contemporary lens, 21st century kind of thinking. If we were to be invited into some of the existing projects, that would be great. Supposedly, we may be meeting some of these people in a few minutes. And that possibly even bring in contemporary footage as well to really amplify that dialogue. And certainly, as much as it can emerge from the artists in those countries or the movers in those countries, the better.
Mm.
So really
then,
go global.
Yeah, we talked about that. And then we went to talking about how to give weight to open annotation that's more sort of like liking things on Facebook. So if we're having a project that's about archiving, say, around a form of dance like house music, and people are contributing information, how do we imagine ways to add weight to that contribution so it's not simply push, upload, you're done? So then we spent a lot of time talking about maybe a baby step towards having people build in context for their own submissions to online archives.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're contributing, maybe setting some sort of method or framing, it's a different kind of framing we agreed, but framing it differently so that you're involved in the process of building the archive and tagging, not necessarily tagging in terms of like underlying people's names, though it isn't Facebook, but something else that's about building context that maybe starts to create a standard or an exchange that's recognizable that involves a responsibility to putting media into a place, into the air,
right,
into the servers. And I thought that was fruitful. I don't know yet. We didn't figure out how it was a project yet, but I think there's something in there.
It had a context within the library. Do you want to speak to that at all?
Well, the for me, I mean, because I can't really function as the dance division outside of the library at whole, especially on something that would be as large as the, you know, including the digital library and ITG and all the other divisions that this would involve. But because the library has a digital initiative push, and because this would be a very interesting model for how to do a user uploaded content and why it's different than YouTube, you know, what makes a library, you know, that you need to have, you know, higher resolution materials, you can put larger amounts on, and you can add contextual information. Let's have the flyer from the program, let's have, you know, who are the DJs that night, name things, define, you know, if you have senses of who the dancers are, and create the standard type of information that goes along with it, that be a very interesting library project that we could partner with on figuring out this out would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.